Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 27th of January 2024. Today's topic is Road to Reunification Part 2. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 45 verses 5 through 15. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. Verse 7. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste thee, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. Verse 10. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou, and thy household, and all that thou hast, come to poverty. And, behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. Verse 13. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover he kissed all his brethren, and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 45 verse 5. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. The narrative today has been well summarized in the scriptures. Therefore if thine enemy hunger, feed him, if he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The tone of forgiveness rings loud and clear in our Bible text. God's children must not revenge, because vengeance belongs unto God. Unlike many leaders in authority today, who use their exalted position to witch hunt those who have earlier offended them, Joseph pacified his trembling and grief-stricken brothers, who feared that he would pay them back in their own coin. He allayed their fear, saying that their mischief was a design by God to help them in future. Children of God are to use every opportunity and privilege they have to help others. The best way to preserve the lives of those who use their position to oppress others from eternal perdition is to preach the gospel to them. Do not retaliate, but forgive like Joseph, otherwise, you will cry forever in hell with your offenders. Quote for the day. Do not retaliate but forgive. The challenge for today is care for the dying. Prayer. O God, make me a preserver of lives. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.